Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, despite being in basic training, she was still able to say goodbye to her grandmother in a dream.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, would you mind sharing it with us? You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Or go to realghoststoriesonline.com and write it down. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive without commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. And Kathy Gordon, what's up today? Are you having a good day?
Oh, yes, I am.
And your little grandbaby doing good today?
Oh, Miss Charlotte is
somebody,
adorable.
Who was it I talked to the other day? And they were like, I think your niece might be the cutest baby I've ever seen.
Like, she might be. And I'm, really, you know, cute. I'm totally, you know, partial here. There's no impartiality. I definitely think she's the cutest baby ever.
Oh, I think it was our friend Sharon. I think that's who said it.
She is really, really a little doll. I'm not kidding. And buttloads of personality.
So cute.
You know. Yeah.
And then, and a little update, if anybody listens to all of our shows, Kathy and I talked about our niece who has cancer and was pregnant. She had her baby, and her little baby, girl. Yeah, little girl, she was around 6 pounds. They had to deliver her a month early. And today, she's going home from the hospital.
Yeah.
I think she's been in for about 10 days.
Yeah.
So she's going
home. But doing well.
Yes.
And everybody's excited and getting her home. She's been, you know, about an hour away, hour and a half away.
Yeah.
At the, you know, a big university hospital. So I'm excited that everybody can kind of be there, you know, on a daily basis.
Yeah. And they can just kind of be mom and dad at home now.
Yeah.
And then our niece goes back in for scans in April. And then they're looking at maybe radiation in May. So we'll see.
Yeah. So, yeah, they'll put a plan together here as soon as they see where things are at now.
Yeah.
They just kind of needed to get her to where she had the baby.
Yes.
And then they could, you know, put together more of an idea of what, how to proceed, I think.
And it was been a stressful time, you know, this whole time, just like, just please let this baby get here and be okay. And everything that she went through in the hospital was all normal for a preemie, you know, a month early. And so there wasn't anything unexpected, and she seems healthy, and everybody's doing good. So
yay for that. And she's going home on our sister's birthday.
Her grandma's birthday.
So the grandmother,
yes.
Our sister, she gets to go home on her birthday. So that was quite the birthday present.
Yeah, so our sister was like, oh my God, best birthday present ever.
I know.
Because she is so in love with this baby.
Yeah, so I got to figure when I can go back to Iowa now and see the baby.
I know, so now we got that baby. So I'm going to meet your grandbaby. Then I got to figure out when to meet her grandbaby.
That's right. We got to figure all these out.
So this is a story from Rachel today, and this is touching. It was December 2001, when I left home to begin basic military training. The world had changed just a few months earlier after 9/11, and rather than deterring me, those events only solidified my resolve to serve. I knew the road ahead would be difficult, but I didn't expect the hardest part to be what I was leaving behind. Oh, that gets me in the heart. My grandmother was very sick. Cancer had taken a firm hold, and her condition was rapidly declining. She wasn't just my grandma. She had raised me after my dad passed away when I was young. With my mom working constantly to keep us afloat, Grandma stepped in as a steady presence in my life. Leaving her behind, knowing I might not be there for her in her final moments, felt like leaving a part of my heart. Just before Christmas, I shipped out. Training was intense and structured, a far cry from the emotional weight I carried in private. I pushed through it, trying to focus on the mission, but my thoughts always drifted back to her. Then a few weeks before my graduation, I had a dream that didn't feel like a dream at all. It felt like a memory, or maybe even something more real than waking life. I was at a family reunion. The sun was shining. I could hear laughter in the air, and all of Grandma's kids were there, running and playing like we used to play in the backyard when life was much more simple. And there she was, Grandma, standing tall, healthy, and glowing with warmth. Not sick, not weak, but just as I remembered her before the cancer. She smiled at me in that way only she could, full of love and quiet strength. I wanted to run to her, to hug her and tell her how much I loved her, but something in me hesitated. I knew deep down this wasn't a regular dream. She wasn't just visiting for the sake of a nice memory, she was saying goodbye. It wasn't the first time I'd felt something like this. I've always had a strange sensitivity when it comes to loved ones. I knew the moment my uncle passed away. I woke up in the middle of the night right before my mom got the call. I sensed it when my stepdad and our dog were in a terrible car accident. Oh my God. And again when something happened to my other grandma. I even felt it the moment my son passed away. There's a heaviness, a shift, a knowing. I don't ignore it anymore. So when I woke up from that dream, I knew. It felt in my chest like an echo. Grandma was gone. The next day, I was pulled aside by my training instructor, my squadron commander. They led me quietly to the commander's office, and I saw a chaplain waiting there. I didn't need to be told, I already knew. Still, I sat and listened as they gently delivered the news. I tried to act surprised, tried to give them the reaction they expected, but it was hard to fake shock when you've already grieved in your own quiet way. The sadness was real. They offered to let me go home for the funeral, but I chose to stay. But it wasn't an easy choice. I had already been given a gift far more meaningful than a traditional goodbye. I had seen her. I had spoken with her, even if only in a dream. That reunion, that brief visit, whatever it was, gave me the closure I didn't know I needed. And I believe it with all my heart that she came to me intentionally to give me peace and let me know she was okay. I do regret not embracing her in that dream. I wish I had told her one last time that I loved her, but I believe she knew. I believe she still knows. I carry that moment with me always, not as a haunting memory, but as a comfort. Not everyone gets a chance to say goodbye, and I did. That's something I'll be forever grateful for. That's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that the whole experience gave her that sense of peace. And I do find it interesting that that dream was so profound that she opted not to go home for the funeral because she felt like she'd already said her goodbyes and didn't need it. It gave her that closure.
I don't know if this helps or not, but I don't think she should feel bad about not embracing her or hugging her, because oftentimes in these dreams, you can't.
Right. Agreed.
There's like a barrier. You could take that step to go up there and they say, no, you can't come any closer. You know, all I can do is reveal myself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure, you know, even in the Bible, Jesus does that with Mary Magdalene, where he says, you know, she comes out, she sees him out of the tomb and she sees him standing there and she goes to run to hug him. And he says, the noli mi tangere, you know, you can't touch me. You know, I'm not like of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like that happens in a lot of these dreams, that you feel that need to take that step to go towards them, but that you couldn't have anyway.
That's what I think too, because I don't think in dreams like that, that you really are able to. It always seems like visitation dreams, there's this distance.
Yeah. And sometimes they say it. Mm-hmm. They'll just say, you can't stop.
Yeah.
You know, you can't come here, you know, we'll meet again. But I definitely think the grandmother did. You know, when our grandmother died, I was supposed to leave and go to I was taking some college classes for the summer down in Oklahoma at the University of Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
And so before I went there, she was very sick. I knew it. And so I went up to see her. She lived up in another town, 85 miles away. And I drove up there to see her and I sat with her and I explained to her that I was supposed to go there. What did she think about that? You know, or should I stay? And she told me, no, I want you to go. And I don't want you to come back if anything happens. I want you to do this, you know, for you.
Did you not come back for her funeral?
I did not.
Oh.
I wasn't.
Yeah, because I went with your husband. So that would explain why Greg and I went together.
And so it was similar when she was telling this story. It reminded me of that because she had told me not to. And so I didn't. I always felt like maybe I didn't get that closure, but I did have a dream that I saw Grandma, and I never could be positively sure right after she died, whether it was really her coming to me or whether it was because she was on my mind.
True.
You know, I wasn't quite sure that it was an actual visitation dream at that time, or if it's just because I was so worried about mm-hmm. her. Now, she did die, you know, right after that, but I can't for sure say that in my situation. But once again, it was, I saw her, I couldn't talk to her.
You know what's crazy?
She was unreachable to me. I was trying to get to her, but I couldn't. And I think that same kind of feeling that we had in this story that Rachel says that, you know, I wanted to hug her, but like something was keeping her from it.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get quite over there. And I think it's because she couldn't.
But I'm so glad that she had that experience.
I am too.
And it gave her peace and, mm-hmm. you know, and it's interesting. She's had other experiences when other people have died.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I think Rachel's badass.
She is badass, isn't she?
Right?
My God.
You know, she 9/11. She signs up, she go, yeah, right? And then, you know, she's sensitive and she's, I bet she's been super successful in her life too. Just, you can just tell by her.
I would assume demeanor. So. Well, let's mm-hmm. go to this story. It says, we moved into our home back in 1996. It's a beautiful turn-of-the-century house with tall ceilings, creaking floors, and endless charm, though at the time it was in desperate need of some TLC. We took on the challenge, slowly breathing life back into the old place, but it turns out we weren't the only ones calling it home. Over the years, we've had more than our fair share of unexplained experiences. Our resident spirit doesn't seem to be malicious, more like mischievous. Like she, oh, that's interesting. It's a girl. Like she enjoys getting a laugh at our expense. And yes, I said she because, well, we've met her. One of the first experiences that really stood out happened about 15 years ago. At the time, I was home alone with our one-year-old twins. It was a quiet afternoon. I was settling them down in their cribs for their nap. One of the twins, Ethan, had a favorite blankie, his comfort object, the one thing that helped him drift off to sleep. But that day, I couldn't find it. I looked everywhere, inside the crib, under the crib, behind the dresser. Then I started checking the other rooms in the house, retracing every step I'd taken that morning. Nothing. Frustrated and exhausted, I returned to the nursery to figure out another way to get Ethan to sleep. And there it was, right in the middle of the nursery floor, in the exact spot where I had been kneeling just minutes before, sat the missing blankie, perfectly folded as if someone had gently placed it there. It was not there when I left the room, I am certain. It was like whoever took it had been watching and decided to return it, maybe with a little smirk. That kind of playful teasing became a theme over the years. Our basement has always had an eerie vibe. It's divided into two large rooms. The first is a basic storage area just off the stairs. The second, behind a doorway along the stairwell wall, is my husband John's woodworking room. One evening, John went down to grab something from his workspace, just a routine trip, until he came back upstairs pale as a ghost and visibly shaking. He told me that as he stepped out from the woodworking area back into the main part of the basement, something caught his eye. Right in his path was one of those toddler toys, you know, the kind with a handle you push and colorful balls pop up inside a clear plastic dome. She described that quite well because I know exactly what that is. Only this toy wasn't upright. It was sitting upside down, perfectly balanced on its rounded dome. The handle stuck straight up, unsupported. It defied logic. Unless someone was physically holding that handle in place, the toy should have toppled over, but no one was there. To this day, John refuses to go down into that part of the basement alone at night, and I don't blame him. But the moment that convinced me, really convinced me, that our ghost was a woman came a few years later. Ethan was about 8 at the time. He was playing a computer game in our home office with his friend from next door. They were sitting side by side, totally absorbed in whatever game they had going. Then suddenly, both boys froze. Standing next to them was a woman. She was dressed in a long, old-fashioned pink dress, something out of another era entirely. She wasn't threatening, but her presence was unmistakable. She just stood there watching them play. The boys looked at each other, then ran out of the house in a panic. Ethan came straight to me wide-eyed and shaken, trying to explain what they had seen. Our neighbor boy did not step foot inside our house for a long time. There's a strange comfort in knowing all of it, though. The house has never felt malevolent. It's more like it watches over us, plays the occasional trick, and every now and then, she makes herself known. And after all these years, we've learned to live with our lady in pink. Oh. It's interesting, that first story about the blanket, that looking all over the house, and then you find it right where you were, but it's folded up, which is really weird.
Well, you know what, as a mom, after I would have done that, trying to get the kids to bed and search all over the house, I'd have walked in and gone, funny, real funny. Like, that would make me so mad. That is not a joke. Jeez, when you're trying to put twins to bed.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. That's just, why would you do that to a mom?
Well, but maybe mom had left it. Maybe mom had left it someplace else or whatever.
Oh, okay. And I like that one.
And that the helpful spirit was like, here it is.
Okay, that makes me feel better, because she kind of acted like she thought this entity was playing a joke on her, because she said, like, smirking or something, you know. And I was like, that is not funny when you're trying to put the kids to bed. There's other little jokes you can make and we'll all get a laugh out of it. Not that one. But you're right. If she'd have done the opposite, which is found the blanket and put it there for her to find, then now we're talking.
Because that's kind. Yeah. And, you know, the way she's kind of like watching the boys play. She's not.
What about that little popcorn bouncy ball push the thing toy?
Does that even feel like the same sweet woman spirit?
It doesn't. There is something just intrinsically creepy about toys anyway. And toys that are just defying gravity and just standing there. And I took it was upside down, right?
Uh-huh. It was balancing on the dome. You know, it almost feels like the equivalent of a ghost going, hold my beer, this is going to scare the shit out of this guy. You know what I mean? Right? It doesn't feel like...
As it did, John refuses to go back to the workshop
and
at night.
And poor John, so... he's got this nice woodworking workshop. And, you know, the time...
And we need to do it at night half
exactly.
the time.
He's not home during the day.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
And she mentioned Ethan twice. It was Ethan's blanket, and then it was Ethan that she showed herself to later with the friend while they were playing the video games. So I don't know if she felt protective of him.
But she sure didn't feel like, when she talks about the woman, that seems like this kind of maternal feeling, a maternal presence. That toy thing doesn't feel anything like that.
But the toy thing feels like she's trying to creep John out.
Or it's something else entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't
feel
like the same.
So we could have two things in the house.
You can always have two things at one time.
Or she's okay with the mom, with the female, not the male.
But I love how she's okay with it.
Yeah.
They've learned to live with her. And that's, I like that part.
Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. If you want to call it in, the number to call is 855-853-4802. You can write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. Check it out for 3 days. See if you like it. Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.